The relationship that means the most is likely the one you're putting the least amount of effort into. Today, we're exploring how to build a more nurturing relationship with the most important person in your life, you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, my loves, my boo-boo.
Whenever you say it like Monique.
My loves.
Beloved. Is she the one that said beloved?
Beloved.
Hey, yeah. Beloved.
Yeah, beloved.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling calm. I've been having a spirit of calmness over the last week or so.
Okay. What do you think is?
One, I haven't been listening to any I'm just going to use the word secular because, you know, when we say secular, we know what we mean. Uh-huh. But I've only been listening to Christian music for the past week. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so much more grounded and relaxed and at home by myself this week. So that's nice. I'm in my own energy and, you know, doing things on my own time.
Yeah.
And my cognitive load has been lightened for the week. So I think I'm just chilling. I'm just having very relaxed time. And then before this, we went to church and breath work. Mm-hmm. So
that was a nice combo.
It's been a nice day.
The church breath work combo.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Although my throat is hurting a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Throat. So what about you? How are you?
Should have been drinking that tea.
I have my water.
I'm feeling good. I've had a okay week at work. It hasn't been too overwhelming, which I always love because girl.
Yeah, they can take you someplace.
Yeah, the weekend was nice and chill. You know, I rant and rave about the summer, but I've been embracing our entry into fall, with the weather changing. And, you know, with the weather change just comes a change in energy. So I've been embracing it, stepping into it. Welcoming it even.
Yeah, I love fall.
Just seeing where this is gonna go, you know?
Yeah. Fall is really probably one of my favorite times of year. Uh-huh. I love it. It's just so cozy and it's warm and, you know, it really gives you that. I feel like summer, spring, honest, obviously have that very high energy.
Yeah.
But fall, winter is more mellow, relaxed, gives you the time to reflect.
Yeah.
A little reset.
Take your time.
Drink warm drinks.
Yes.
Fall inspired cocktails or drinks, whatever you're in the mood
for. Yeah, whatever you want. Pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Eggnog latte.
Oh, yes. Eggnog. Yes.
I love me some eggnog.
Eggnog is coming.
I've always been an eggnog girly.
Yeah, same. Spike it.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's nice. I'm glad you're embracing the fall season.
I'm just leaning into it. I said, hell.
Yeah, you can't
if
stop
you can't
it.
Beat them, join them.
You can't beat
you know?
Them.
And I'm usually so resistant. And I'm like, let's not do that. We've had our episode about seasons and you have to work with the seasons.
Yeah.
So I'm working with it.
Yeah.
Now, I do need a fall wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I'm like, girl, these summer pieces have to be folded up and put up.
Yeah, it's time to bring out your, you know,
it's
your
time
other things.
To get the fall pieces out, boots.
Your other things.
And things. So, you know.
Yeah, but it's nice. Luckily in LA, we don't have drastic seasonal change where it's kind of you need a parka.
We hope not. Shit, with this climate.
I know, with the global
warming. Who knows what's on the horizon?
Hopefully it's a decent where we can take our other shit and just layer it. We like to layer here and put a bigger coat on. You know, we'll put a coat,
we
jean
do.
Coat, a jean
hey,
coat.
Hey, do you remember that coat? I saw this on TikTok. It was a little coat we all were wearing. It was a thinner coat, and it came in an army green and a tan. It didn't have a hood. It had buttons, multiple pockets on it. And
when were we all wearing this? Is it in childhood?
2014.
Oh, Oh, you got to send me the TikTok.
I got to send you a sad. These jackets didn't hit the scene again.
I don't know.
It was kind of like a utility style type jacket. I'm gonna try
Did
to
I have one.
Yes. We all had one. Like, we all had some, like, variation of this little jacket.
I feel like I know
like
what you're talking
about. Like
a khaki.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, it was like a mid-lift. Yeah,
it kind of had, like, strings. It could have, like, a string mm-hmm. holder or something. Mm-hmm. I seen something on TikTok that said, I'm actually at the age where, so basically high schools are doing spirit days, and one of the days was like 2000s, like dress up like the 2000s. Oh. And this guy was like, I'm finally at the age where like people are dressing up as the generation or the like, time that I right. was actually in high school. Like, we were actually wearing that shit. What the fuck? You know, how it used to be like an 80s day.
Right, 70s day.
70s day.
Yeah.
But now it's like 2000s, which is wild.
Yeah,
it doesn't even seem like it was that long ago.
Baby, we're getting up there.
How are y'all doing Spirit Week? Wearing baggy jeans. You know the baggy jeans, the white tee, the D4L look.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Oh, my. Mama, oh, my.
Listen.
Yeah.
What a time. What a time the 2000s were to actually live in it, not to recreate it.
It was really a time. I was thinking when I was watching E40, and I said, to grow up in the hyphy movement was gold.
Yeah.
To be there in the place where it was founded.
Yeah, that's different because we were trying to implement something down here.
I was on ground zero with it.
Yeah, you were.
I was on ground zero with it. I've told many people this, but the My Ghetto Report Card album was on the loop at my prom. Yeah. And we were on the floor in our prom dress.
You always tell me that.
Going dumb.
I remember the summer that we graduated, girl. We were going dumb at Venice Beach on my friend's car.
Listen.
Acting like we were in the town. I'm like, okay, actually, we're not there. We got to bring it down.
You're in Venice.
But it was a moment. It was a moment.
It was. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
So now we're here with y'all. Mm-hmm. Back at it again. Wrapping up another month in another series.
Another one.
Relationships.
We eat these series up.
We do.
We eat them up.
We eat them up.
We have come to the end of the relationship series, which I've really liked. And I think that you all have really enjoyed it as well. The last few episodes, y'all been really embracing.
They have.
You've been embracing, which feels good to us.
It does feel good. I've put myself on Front Street a couple episodes, mm-hmm. but it does feel good to know that I'm not alone.
Yeah.
You know, we all have been in these relationships having similar situations.
Yeah, experiences.
Experiences. And we got to talk about it.
And I love it.
We got to talk about
it.
And I love that we're wrapping it up with today's topic mm-hmm. because the relationship that you have with yourself sets the foundation for all of your other relationships. Real talk. Like, yeah. Not saying you have to be a perfect person when you enter into a relationship, but it is beneficial to both parties to have some understanding and knowledge of who you are mm-hmm. in a solid relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
Because like we said before, we get in these relationships or we hope to get into these relationships sometimes looking for a savior, mm-hmm. someone to make us feel good about ourselves, someone to understand us, someone to provide something that we may be lacking. And it never goes well when right. that's the case.
Right.
So if we take the time to really pour into ourselves and create and sustain a relationship with ourselves, we would all be better for it.
And everything else will just be a bonus.
That part. In a real way.
Everything else would just be a bonus. You wouldn't be looking for somebody to save you or somebody to complete you or somebody to validate your experience. You would already know, like, I feel so good. You know, it's just it's a constant work. It's constant work.
It's constant work.
Inner work.
It really is. And I think that we will see the quality of our relationships change mm-hmm. once we make this a priority. It's serious.
It is.
It's some serious business. So that's what we're talking about today.
Yes.
I'm excited. This is an area of opportunity for me too, because sometimes I feel like, well, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
But I'm glad that, like you mentioned, that we're talking about it, because this relationship, outside of being like a great mom or a great daughter, a great wife, whatever the relationships that you hold in your life, the roles that you possess, the relationship that you have with yourself is literally the single most important relationship you're ever going to be in. Think about how closely you are just existing with yourself every damn day.
24/7.
And I think because we have this thought of like, oh, who am I? I'm with myself, but not really looking at it like a relationship. We don't put that much effort into nurturing the bond that we have with ourselves.
It can and be really like a cultivating stranger.
It. Yeah, cultivating is just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm me. I'm existing. And I think we think about ourselves in relationship to actually other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is, but the relationship with yourself encompasses the way you treat yourself, mm-hmm. how you talk to yourself, the way you show up for yourself, the thoughts you have about yourself.
Yeah.
All of those things are pieces of the relationship you have with yourself. And like I was saying, sometimes it's like a stranger. Mm-hmm. You know,
the acquaintance, the high and by, the coworker, stranger the
stranger in my house.
Girl, he just gives very much so, hello, good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Like, oh, the you pleasantry. Here? Just kind of moseying through, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I think the conversation today is so valuable, because it's going to help us look at the relationship that we have ourselves, the bond that we have with ourselves on a deeper level, because most of us are likely just thinking about like self-care. Like, oh, how do I take care of myself? I'm really good to myself. I make sure I do this. I mm-hmm. eat well, you know, mm-hmm. but it's so much deeper. And the sooner we deepen our knowledge and our understanding of the relationship that we have with ourselves, like we've been saying, we're going to be better to ourselves, for ourselves, mm-hmm. and for the people around us.
More than having a relationship with ourselves, really making sure it's a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And a healthy relationship looks like knowing your strengths and also your areas of opportunity as well. Mm-hmm. Like really accepting ourselves for who we are. Listen. The pastor had a word today.
Oh, yes.
Now that the girls are back in church, we can bring it.
Yeah, and we will be bringing what we've learned. We used to do that in the beginning, but y'all, you know, things shifted.
We strayed.
Exactly.
But he has said a word about shame, and I feel like a lot of us carry shame because mm-hmm. of parts of who we are. We don't accept them, or other people don't accept them, so we walk around not fully accepting those parts. But the moment that we just really start saying, you know what, this is who I am.
And that's hyper-acceptance.
Yeah.
We have to practice hyper-acceptance, which is, we all know that we've been through things, and there's some things that we might not be proud of, and there's things that we're going to go through in the future, and but we have to really focus on our present self. Who are we right now in this moment, and love that person fully and wholly?
Yes.
You know?
It's definitely a holistic approach when it comes to having a healthy relationship with yourself. The parts that we're super proud of, that we want to scream from the mountaintops about who we mm-hmm. are, and the other parts where it's like, but it's me.
Yeah, it's me. When we're thinking about being in a healthy relationship with ourselves and being a good friend to ourselves, I like to think, and maybe even invite you to think of the way that you show up for the people in your life, right? Like, I know that you pride yourself on being dependable and loyal. And there's likely qualities that you're like, I really know I bring this to the friendship, and I'm good about it, and I show up, and people know that they could call me. Mm-hmm. And that makes us feel good that we can be good friends to people.
Right.
Or that we can show up and be good family members to our, you know, family members. But how often do you give yourself that same energy or think about yourself in that same regard? You know?
I don't be thinking like that.
I don't either.
So much of...
Or even in a relationship, right? I pride myself on showing up as the best partner that I can be. And I'm thankful that I have a great partner who shows up as the best partner he can be. But I'm also in this relationship with myself. And it's like, how am I showing up as the best partner to myself?
Right. Which is really important, because the more relationships we begin to get in our lives, like significant others, children, we put ourselves on the back burner because we take so much pride in showing up and being available for those people.
Yeah.
And when it comes time to do things for ourselves, we kind of look at it as being selfish or not as important, you know, because you have all these other relationships. But that should never be the case. Honestly, I don't care what title you have.
No.
The relationship you have with yourself should always be front and center.
First.
In my opinion.
And that's why we say self first. Not selfish.
Can you show up for you?
Self first is self full.
Yeah.
And then you can be whatever you need to be to everybody else.
Yes.
And you won't feel resentment for doing it, because that'd be another thing. We'll be showing up, doing our best, putting our best self first, but then be a little bit resentful.
and everybody else is taken care of, and we're frazzled and fried.
Because the relationship with yourself is fucking suffering.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. The relationship that matters really the most, that will allow you to show up as the best version of yourself, is suffering. You're not pouring nothing into that.
Yeah.
But then you're thinking that you can pour out of yourself to show up for other people. Girl, you actually are depleted.
And then we're kind of depending on those other people to show up for us and fill in the gap. And Six sometimes cycle. That doesn't happen. Six sometimes cycle. That does not happen. So
if you had to rate the relationship that you have with yourself on a scale from 1 to 10, what would you say the score would be and why? Is it a healthy relationship?
I would say toxic. I would say probably like a 7.5 maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think an area of opportunity for me with the relationship with myself is to not be so hard on myself and not so critical, and give myself more grace and understanding. Because
yeah.
I don't be doing that. Mm-hmm. I am my own worst critic. I'm the conversations I have with myself sometimes, most times, are like, girl, what the fuck? Like, you would think I'm just, you know, down bad.
Yeah.
The way that I'd be thinking, like, girl, what the fuck? You need to do this. You need to do that. Why aren't you doing this? Why isn't this happening? Like, I really think that's the biggest area of opportunity for my relationship with myself. Because I don't talk about my friends like that. I don't think about my friends like that. Like, if they were to say, like, they were having a hard time or they feel stuck or whatever, I'm championing them and saying and reassuring them that that's not the motherfucking case. Like, no, girl, right. You're doing great. But when it comes to me, I'm like, yeah, no, girl, you're actually not.
I know.
So I would say.
What makes us think we can be that harsh on ourselves?
I don't know, but I am. I'm like, you need to do better.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing my best sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I would say 7.5 because of that. And I think there's like some area of opportunity for me to also keep more of my promises to myself. Mm-hmm. Like smaller things. Because the big things I do pride myself in like doing what I say I'm going to do. But there's things that slip through the cracks where I'm like, girl, you said you were going to do that and you did not.
Yeah.
So what about you?
I would say between that 7.5, kind of like a C, you know, high C.
Getting by.
Yeah, getting by. Like, I'm not really excelling.
It's passing.
Exactly. Like, I'm doing cool, but I definitely understand where there's some areas for me to be better. I think that I could be more vulnerable with myself. I can allow myself to go a little bit deeper with myself. And like hold space where I'm not judgmental or like feeling any shame for anything that I've done or haven't done, you know, just being overly critical in a way that's not like you're not where you're supposed to be, but like for who you are, you know, because I feel like sometimes we like, can be hard on ourselves because like you should be here. You have these desires that you want to be executing and you're not there because you're being lazy or whatever it is, or you're not putting enough energy into it versus like embracing everything that I am in this current moment. Like right. Not thinking about getting to a destination, but just like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And loving myself for like all of my flaws and all. What did Beyonce say? For every fupa. But although I don't you had to be there. Sorry if you were not at the birthday show.
Right.
But
yeah.
You missed it.
Yeah.
But just, yeah, like fully accepting myself, you know, accepting myself and allowing myself to see myself, to be seen. Like, I have a real issue with being vulnerable, not just with other people, but
with
like
yourself.
With myself. Yeah. Like, what?
And that's why you can't be with other people.
Probably so. Like, it's in select moments where I'm like, okay, I feel okay. I feel safe where I can be vulnerable. It's just a matter of, do I want to be?
Yeah.
Do I always want to be? And I think that there's, obviously, you can be particular or choosy with who you want to be vulnerable with, because safety is attached to vulnerability. Do I feel safe to disclose? But then I also think there's some power in just sharing and just being vulnerable. You know what I mean? And not feeling like, okay, only these people can know my story. Only these people can understand where I'm coming from. Like, there's also a power in just living out loud.
Yeah, I think sometimes we use the safety
as an excuse to not disclose. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that all of the business, all the tea has to be disclosed.
No, but it'll be like zip tight. soldier. Girl. There's no part of me. You know, it's a scale. Yeah. There's vulnerability on a scale.
I also think depending on what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Everything can't be zip tight now, bitch.
Right.
Go get in the safe.
Because then it's like nobody really knows you.
Nobody really knows you. Yeah. And I'm tired of being unknown.
You're tired of being mysterious? Mysterious? Mystery girl?
Shut up. I'm tired of being elusive.
A girl of mystery.
A little elusive. I don't know if it's necessarily that I'm tired of it. I just think that there's work to be done and I'm stopping myself. And it's like, you actually could be further along. You actually have an assignment and you are stifling the process because of your inability to get out of your own way.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this so much, like off air.
Like, listen, baby.
That's why the word this year was boldness. Was that this year? Was that like,
girl, the way
year,
we wrote it.
What year did that word come?
These words up. It was this
year. I think it was this year. That was my word.
It was this year.
And I just time to walk it like I talk it. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But mainly with myself, you know, just holding an intimate space for me to explore what I'm feeling, explore what I want, explore my desires, go a little deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
That was a good point. Mm-hmm. And speaking of going deeper, we are going to go deeper, but we need to just take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish unpacking this relationship we have with ourselves.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth. The brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted hormone harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. And we're back.
That was fast.
Yes, we're back. We didn't keep you waiting too long.
No.
So, diving back into this relationship we have with ourselves, I think it's good to look at it from a lens of what we desire in relationship. Like, what are some of our things that we need in relationship? So, what are a few values that you require in relationship?
A safe place to land. Is that what the kids are saying? No, but like a place where I feel seen, where I feel heard, where I feel understood, dependability, loyalty. I need some loyalty.
That's man, though.
I need loyalty. That's my man, relationships. Though. I need integrity.
Yeah.
I need fun. I like playfulness and fun. And honesty. I feel like those are like core desire feelings that I need out of my relationships. Everything else kind of will revolve around those things, but yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I need, shit, damn near that.
Echoing?
I'm really echoing. I feel like there's nothing there. Fun, dependability, integrity for sure.
Security.
And just alignment.
Yeah.
Yeah, alignment. I don't want to feel like I'm like a battle or tug of war. Like, you know, we have to do some major shifts to be in relationship, together, you know? Yeah. I wanted to have some, the element of ease for sure.
So the things that you desire in a relationship, do you feel like you've given yourself those things? Because those are things that, you know, when we talk about, these are my core desire feelings, this is what I need out of people. It's like, that's what you're expecting them to bring to the right. table, to be in relationship with you. Mm-hmm. That's what you expect out of a man. Mm-hmm. That's what you expect out of a friend, out of a family member, anybody who's going to occupy close, intimate space with you.
Right.
So have you given yourself those things?
For the most part, I feel like I have. Like, I definitely find ways to have fun. I'm dependable. I'm loyal. I can say that, like I mentioned at the top, that I can offer myself more understanding because that is a value, like being understood. And I don't, like I said, I don't be that understanding sometimes.
Yeah.
So that I could do that.
Yeah. I know I could be more tender with myself. I'm not as tender as I could be. And I love tenderness and like sweetness in relationships.
Oh, soft.
I do. I love like a tender love. And it's like, why am I not giving myself a tender love?
Yeah.
Well, I could be feeling tender all the damn time.
Listen.
Like, I'm out here, you know, expecting the tenderness out of my romantic relationship. And it's like the relationship that I'm closest in, the one with myself, I be coming down on myself, being so harsh, being my own worst critic.
Something else, because now that I'm thinking about it from this perspective of like, what can I give myself that I also expect in relationships, is like time, patience. I'm so patient with other people, but when it comes to myself, I am not patient. I want things done quickly. I can really like give myself time to spend with myself, spend on myself.
Oh, I love that. I love those too. I'm so glad that you brought those up, because that's the part of the like going deeper with myself that I don't allot the time to do it. I'm just like on autopilot in so many ways. Like, maybe I'm caring for myself. And I want to disclaim that being in a relationship with yourself is not to say that like you're not excelling in certain areas.
Right.
Like, you know, you could be really good about your sleep, really good about your nutrition, really good about your self-care. But then there are some areas of opportunity where it's like, dang, I'm not really doing so hot in this area. And that's an area where I'm like, I put all this energy into other things, but then the time, the vulnerability, the like intimacy, I like completely glaze over that. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't want to be microwave with that area of myself. Like, oh, I did it. I meditated for 5 minutes. That was easy, you know, or I wrote something in the journal.
Yeah.
I really want to give myself the time and the intentionality.
And the space.
And too. The space to really, like, spend time with myself. If I'm with my significant other and they say they want to spend time, it's not like, okay, I got 10 minutes for you.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, let's spend the time. What do you want to do? You want to watch a show? You want to go here?
There's no time limit on it. When we go and hang out, it's just like, come on, babe. Unless we are on a crunch. If we're on a crunch, then we understand. But that's more of an anomaly.
Exactly.
That's not an everyday thing.
More often than not, it's like, you want the time, you got the time.
Yeah, period.
And there needs to be that same space carved out for myself where it's like, I'm ganging with myself right now.
Period.
Limitless.
I like that.
You know? Mm-hmm. I deserve that. And also, I another core value, expectation, is a check-in. My previous relationship, we had a weekly check-in where we were going through, how are you feeling mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, you know, checking in. I need to be doing those check-ins with myself, because it's not, I don't be having intentional check-ins, honey. I don't.
We be telling ourselves, you good. And that's something that will help us in developing our relationship with ourselves. It might be helpful to just consider yourself in third person, or talk to yourself in third person. How are you? How is she doing today? What does she need?
What can I
do for her? You know what I mean? Because like, if you separate the two, then you can probably understand that like, it is a whole separate entity that I need to be checking in on. There's this theory in therapy, and I'm not a therapist, y'all, and this is not a therapy podcast. This is not going to substitute therapy, but it's your internal family system where there's different parts of you that like show up to do different things, right? So it's like the part of you that's very responsible, very reliable, very dependable, that part excels. But then the part of you where like maybe needs a little bit more nurturing, or the emotional part of you suffers because of that. So with a check-in, it's like you have to find a way to check in with like your soul, your mind, the part of you that needs the nurturing, the part of you that maybe is more logical. And if you're logical person or your critical person inside of you, her, if she's wilding out that day, it's like, okay, what do you need, girl?
Right.
What do you need where we can calm the beast?
Yeah.
What do we need where we can make you feel secure in her today? If you're being very critical, how can I check in and say, what's up?
Yeah.
What are you feeling right now? What can we give you to make you feel okay?
Listen.
You know what I mean? I don't do that enough. Like the anxious part in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, Germany, why are you feeling anxious today? What is that? What has changed today that's making you low-key spiral? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if I'm feeling super fearful, because I do struggle with fear, you know, I have this irrational fear that something's always going to happen to me. You know that. And it's a fuck. It's on a loop, y'all.
It is.
It's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Intrusive thought.
A very intrusive thought. A very invasive thought. And it's like, that needs to be checked. Like, what can we do to make you feel safe? And lately, what I've been doing is allowing a different story. It's like telling myself a different story. Sometimes, y'all, I'll be afraid to go outside. You know, I it don't matter where I'm like, I can't go out there. There's danger out there. Mm-hmm. There's danger. But now I'm like, I'm safe here. I'm safe. I'm covered in the blood of right. Jesus.
Tell yourself what you need to tell yourself.
I'll be telling myself, I'm like, I'm covered, baby. The Lady. Blood is on me, okay? Dripping and ain't me. Nothing about to have
big drip.
Okay. Big drip, okay? I'm good. I can go out. I can do the things that I need to do. I'm safe. I'm covered.
Yeah.
I'm good. So tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself. Check in with yourself. And that's just in the moment, right? That's a real-time check-in. But
when you say
set
down.
That time yeah. and lock in. Okay, girl. You know what we're here to do. And allow yourself to communicate with yourself. Because in our relationships with our romantic partners, when I check in with my partner, I'm expecting him to be honest.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling, babe? What's been on your mind? What's been on your heart? What do you feel like we need to do differently? I'm not expecting him to just be like, we good.
Right.
I want to know the real deal.
Right.
What do you need?
Right. And when you get that response, you already know, like, you're getting the response and you're asking the question with the intent to either keep doing what you're doing
yes.
or make change if
make
necessary.
Make a change.
Yeah.
That was also in the word today.
Baby, change. There was so much in that word.
So many gems.
When he was talking about the council.
Listen.
I'm like, that can go back to the relationship we have with ourselves too. Like, what's the council?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's being said?
Yeah.
What's being taken in?
Yeah. You Lord. Listen. It'll get deep. But y'all, you know, we would not be us if we did not have tools for your toolkit, some sort of solution. So we're going to take a quick break, but stick around for our next segment, Tools for Your Toolkit, right after this.
Okay, y'all, before we get into those tools, we need to make sure home is taken care of, okay? So if you're here and you like what you hear and you have not yet followed the show, make sure you hit that little bell and the follow and do us a little solid and leave us a rating, right? A rating for the show.
Yeah, and engage. How do you like the episode? What do you think about the episode? We've been loving reading you all's comments
yes.
and letting us know where the episodes are meeting, that the episodes are meeting you where you are. That just helps us really refine what it is that we're doing here and bring more of the content that you enjoy. So please give us your honest feedback. Don't wild out, y'all, because that will not get published.
Listen,
in our hands.
We have control. We have control.
It's still in our hands.
It's still in our hands.
Say something nice. Say something that makes sense. Say something that you want to say.
Okay, period. That part. I will say that 98% of you do.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Really damn near. Yeah, 98%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for that. We also have our exclusive membership community, the Homegirl Hangout, over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Now, that place is where the real homegirls hang.
Listen.
Hence the name, Homegirl Hangout. Yeah. Okay, we have bonus content. We give out about three extra episodes each month, one being a check-in where Germany and I just share what's really going on. Then we have a bonus episode similar to the one that you're listening to right now. And then we have our audio affirmations. So get over there if that sounds appealing to you. We are making some changes over there. So this is your last week to join at the $10 grandfather level. After that, it's going up to $15 a month. Okay, so run over there, sign up, because the price is going up.
And that's just that on that.
The price is going up, honey.
That's just
that like everything else in our lives. We get it, but hey, this is the world we live in right now. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting for you over there. I'm going to shout out the girlies who joined this week. We have Lily. Hey, Lily.
Hey, Lily.
Oh, that's your job.
Yeah, that's
I'm doing your job.
Yeah, yeah, the echo is on. That's on me.
LaTanya.
Hey, LaTanya.
An angel.
Hey, angel. You look like an angel. That's what Drake said.
You have to be one. You have to be one.
You look like an angel. Thank y'all so much for joining us over there. The homegirls at the Homegirl Hangout, y'all are the wind beneath our wings. Y'all make this whole thing possible. So we are so grateful that you trust us and you, you know, want to spend your time.
You're rocking with us.
Resources.
You're rocking with us.
Yes. One last thing that I want to share. We have our She Connects Unlocking Sisterhood Retreat.
We do.
That's coming up in 2024, y'all.
Yes.
It's going to be a blast. May 3rd through the 7th, we'll be in Thatch Key, Belize, doing what we do best, which is building community and
indulging in luxury.
Sisterhood is what I was going to say, bitch. But that too, indulging in luxury is going to be a beautiful, beautiful week of, you know, locking in, connecting, resting, restoring, relaxing, just all of the things. We new to this. We true to this. We hosted two retreats before.
We have.
So by the time y'all listen to this, I don't know, y'all, there's one spot available right now. Currently, there's one spot.
One golden ticket.
One golden ticket. So the link is in our episode description to sign up. If you feel like this is an experience that's calling you, treat yourself. Treat yourself.
You deserve
Invest in yourself. It's really an investment.
It is an investment.
It's an investment. I want to see you there.
All right. Let's get back into the show.
Okay, y'all. So again, we would not be the podcast that you love and adore if we did not provide you with some sort of solutions, because that's what we do here. We present an area of opportunity, a problem, if you will, and then we come with solutions.
Hello.
That's what we do.
A combo.
And I love that for us.
I love that for us.
We never just complain and talk about it.
Because as a solution-oriented girly.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but what can I do about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How does this really make sense? What does the application look like? And that's what we want to talk about, the application. So the first tip to really cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself is to set the intention of being in a healthier relationship with yourself and give yourself grace, right?
Mm.
So we know that the first step of, like, you know, making this relationship what it's supposed to be is acknowledging that maybe I haven't been the best partner. That's my apology language. Tell me where you fucked up. Acknowledge that you have not shown up in the way that you should have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe you've said hurtful things to yourself. Maybe you haven't been the nicest to yourself. Maybe you've been overly judgmental, condescending, critical, harsh, whatever it is. Truly apologize to yourself. Girl, I'm so sorry that I haven't shown up for you or been the person that I needed, that you needed me to be.
They're sorry for 2004.
I'm sorry for 2004. And I ain't gonna mess up no more this year. I'm gonna take this one chance to make it real clear. I'm sorry. Sorry for being you. Critical. Yes. Sorry for the judgment.
In case I didn't tell you.
I mean, say whatever it is that you need to say, whatever that looks like. You know, apologize. Hold space for you to admit your wrongs.
I've never apologized to myself. I'd be telling that girl,
might
stand
cry.
Up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to cry, but
I'm saying when you do it.
Yeah. I'd be like, stand up.
No. Maybe it's time to sit down.
I'll give you something to cry about with myself. The black mama.
No, we got to apologize, because really self-awareness allows you to see where you have not been the nicest to yourself.
I know.
Self-awareness, girl, what did you need from me that I haven't been giving you? We talk about reparenting the inner child. You got to start really, come on, lock in. We got to lock in with ourselves. We got to lock in with ourselves. And to take it a step further, make a commitment and set a goal of getting to, you know, yourself on a deeper level, on different levels, right? So it's the intention, the apology, it's the intention and the commitment. I'm locked in with you.
Yeah. And the next solution is a great follow-up to that. After we apologize, we need to start being kinder to ourselves.
Listen.
We have to reflect on the inner dialogue that we're having with ourselves. Is it giving bestie or is it giving frenemy?
Yeah. a bitch off the street.
How has it been? And we have to start building a healthy, positive inner dialogue.
What's your inner actually, I'm not going to ask you. I'll tell y'all mine. My inner dialogue can get real nasty.
What are some things?
Sometimes I'm like, girl, you look cute. You know, I'm like nice to myself. But then there's other times where, like you said, it's like the stand up. You're not where you're supposed to be. You need to be doing more. How can you show up? Like, you know, it's just like it gets very critical or like, damn, that's not. I have a way of being critical of other people. So I know if I'm critical of other people, I'm critical of myself. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps me from showing up completely and showing who I am, because I'm like, I don't want to be cringe.
You're going to face criticism.
It's because, y'all, I be damn near in my mind criticizing. I'm like,
I know. It's
everything gives cringe to me. I know. And I don't want to be like that.
Because that's not cool.
I know. But lately, I've just been releasing. I'm like, I'm releasing. Now, when I see something that's cringy, I'm going to say
some things are cringy now. Come on. We know that some things are cringy.
But not everything.
But not everything and not most things. For the gen. Shit. Come on. Let's stay on path. Let's keep tracking along this line.
But I'm allowing more grace. I'm allowing for there to be less criticism.
Yes.
And with less criticism, I'll think that fewer and fewer things are cringy.
I agree.
So the dialogue, though, it starts the dialogue that I have about myself and the dialogue that I'm having about other people, because that's something else. I need to be checking that, too. Like, you don't have the right to criticize. You don't have the right to be judgmental. You don't have the right to. Who the fuck are you?
Because we don't want to be.
And who are you?
Right.
Who are
it
you?
It does get big. Who are you?
Big. Who are you? And I'm happy that I can check myself like that. Because who gonna check me, boo?
Yeah.
Who gonna check me, boo?
That part.
That's what Sheree said.
Girl. But
girl,
when we're having, like, when we learn to start having this healthier dialogue, it really helps cope with the depression and the anxiety. Mm-hmm. I do sometimes, like, when I have my feelings of anxiety, I do feel like it comes from the inner dialogue. Yeah. I don't really think that there's many outside things that, like, cause my anxiety, because when I'm trying to identify why am I feeling anxious, I need to look at myself.
Yeah.
Girl, you're making yourself anxious.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You're making yourself anxious. Relax. Like, it'll be like, oh my God, one hair out of place. It's not looking.
I know. You are bad enough.
God, I hate my hair. Why is it so difficult? Like, girl, I'm too old.
Yeah.
I'm too old and things are okay. Like, they really are. And sometimes when I do wake up and I reflect, I'm like, what's the problem?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
it's the perfectionism in you. The perfectionist in you.
It's stifling.
Because she will be saying that. And I'm like, Brittany, it's fine.
It's stifling.
She'd be like, my this is hanging out there. I'm like, girl, you look great. It's fab. And but that's why we're so much harder on ourselves than other people are. And back to the spotlight effect, because we did an episode on this. We think that people care about us more than they do.
Girl.
And not in a negative way. But we think that, like, the world is revolving around us and everything is being, like, all the attention is coming back to us.
The magnifying
glass.
When
people don't really give a fuck. I'm not even seeing the little one hair that you might be, you know, think is out of place.
Yeah.
It's not. And that's another reason why I'm loosening up on myself, because I be criticizing myself with a magnifying glass thinking everybody else is looking at me through a magnifying glass.
And they're not. But I think a good way to help changing this inner dialogue that has helped me in the moments when I've been able to grasp on.
Yeah.
Is gratitude. Mm. Like, what am I thankful for? Instead of focusing on what I'm so discontent with.
Yeah.
It's a shift of what am I thankful for, mm-hmm, girl, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, things start to change. The conversation that I have with myself, the thoughts that I have about myself start to change, because I do have a lot to be thankful for, but I, like, brush those off kind of in a sort of expectant
way of, like,
it's supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Duh.
Yeah.
But no, because the moment that it'd be stripped away, I would be shook. So that's one of the ways. Look for evidence of things to contradict those thoughts that come up.
Yeah, your negative thoughts.
Because we have so much power and control over the way that our lives are going or can go, mm-hmm, based on the messaging. And I got to do better.
We will do better. Okay. Another tip is to practice basic self-care. So creating healthy habits around like your sleep, your nutrition, your recreational habits, rest, where, you know, you can implement some sustainable self-care. The big one is sustainable, because we'll get in a way of like, I'm just going to use dieting, right? Or some crazy activity, something that's not really practical for our lives. And then we don't end up honoring and continuing. It's not, you know, consistent. So whatever the sustainable self-care that you can implement, do that. Right? Because when we have these basic foundational blocks of like taking care of ourselves, we further create a better relationship with ourselves, happier and healthier relationship. If you know that you're well fed, you know what I expect out of my partner?
What?
To take, I mean, well, I'm going to say what I, you know how we be like, I'm going to take care of you. Right. I'm going to look after you. I'm going to make sure you're well fed. Right. You got to do that to yourself.
That part.
You got to do that to yourself. I expect good rest from yourself. You know, that is the ultimate level of love, is to nurture yourself in these, what seems basic. I'm using that air quotes, but like really pouring into yourself. Allowing yourself to get good rest, allowing yourself to eat nutritious meals, whole meals, you know, that really fuel you, allowing yourself to participate in activities where you're like, I really enjoy this. This lights me up. That is you can allow yourself. You deserve it. It's a part of you being in the best relationship, a healthy relationship, because the toxic relationship is not giving yourself enough sleep. You waking up drag. You don't like going to work. You can't even cope. My colleague said something the other day. We were getting off the elevator. She had been out for a month. And I was like, oh, you know, how are you? And she was like, it's good. And I was like, girl, the week is dragging by. She had just came back to work like that day. She was like, oh, not for me. I just got back yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay, well, shit, for the rest of us that's been here all month. And she was like, yeah, but you know what? Things are so good outside. I could come in here and it doesn't even bother me. And I said, a mindset shift. Perspective is everything. And that's the mindset that I want to adopt. Like everything else is so good. I'm taking care of myself so well. I'm so full outside of my 9 to 5. And my 9 to 5 is valuable work. I'm not going to say it's not valuable work. I'm doing something that's like, it really matters.
Yeah.
But it's not my passion. Yeah. You know, and because it's not your passion, sometimes we feel like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But the outside me is so taken care of that I could come here and do my job and it don't even matter.
Yeah.
I could come in here and give my 8 hours, give my best and leave and know like, hey, I'm good. I'm good. I had some good, nice rest. I had some good food. I'm going to do an activity that I appreciate. I'm resting. I'm restored. I'm rejuvenated. I'm connecting with myself. Man, all of that matters. That basic self-care don't be that basic.
Yeah, it don't, but it falls through the cracks.
Yeah, yeah.
I was telling myself yesterday that I need to start doing meal prepping because that's a part of my basic self-care that slips away where I'm eating one meal a day because I didn't prepare. Like, I'm waking up and I'm just immediately starting work. I need to have a breakfast prepared, you know, something that I can grab and sit down, even if I am working from home. That's a part of prioritizing that self-care and really nurturing myself in the relationship with myself. Girl, make sure you're fed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It is.
Because it'll be 12 o'clock and I'm like, oh, let me make a yogurt parfait.
You can make that early too. Even if it's just a matter of like, let me get up, like getting up at 7.
Girl, I'm up early. That's the problem.
Like, you got to get up and get in that kitchen.
I got to get up.
You be laying down. I know. Up to start work. Girl, you got to get up and move around. Your breakfast settled.
I know.
But another part of your basic self-care is checking in with yourself, like we mentioned. Checking in with yourself in like various areas allows you to build trust, right? With yourself in your relationship, and then honoring what it is that you want and you need, like checking in with yourself, like we mentioned, thinking about yourself in multiple parts, not just the sum of the parts, but really examining what are the little parts? What does the little part of me that is critical need today? What is the little part of me that sometimes can get a little lazy and don't want to do shit today? What do you need? What is the part of me that's been the very responsible, reliable part of me that's been working, sticking to my routine? What do you need today? Maybe you need to relax. And I be having to do that with myself. I'm like, girl, we not doing that today.
Yeah.
We're going to get in a flow.
Yeah.
So honoring what you need, what you want, that's a big one too. It's just, it's valuable in deepening our level of understanding of who we are.
Yeah.
Truly who we are.
Yeah, not for play. For stay.
Yeah.
Another solution or tool for resetting the relationship with yourself is spending time in solitude. Mm. We are a hyper-connected world, right? We are constantly looking at what other people are doing.
Listen.
Other people are looking at what we're doing. And this can overshadow our true desires, feelings, and thoughts, right? Because we are worried about what other people think about what the hell we're doing.
Listen.
But when you spend time in solitude, you quiet all that and you're able to really tap into yourself and figure out, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
You know, is this something I truly desire? Like, am I being influenced?
Yes.
We had a whole episode about that. And you don't have all that distraction, right?
Yeah.
You're really tuning in with yourself. And spending time in solitude can look different for different people. It can look like journaling. It can look like meditating. It can look like being on social media. It can look like not listening to certain music, watching certain things on TV, not talking to certain people, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we really have to carve out that time to spend time with ourselves. Like we kind of mentioned at the top of the episode, but really like, you know, with self.
Yeah. Intentional. Not being alone, but it being in solitude because it's different. Sometimes we think like, oh, because I'm at home alone, I'm watching TV. That's not really the solitude that you got to really lock in and the intentionality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Another thing that we need to do or stop doing is seeking external validation, y'all.
Lord.
So the external validation that we're looking at from the people around us, that really can create a wedge between who it is that we are, what it is that we want, between us and our higher selves, because we're constantly looking for somebody to affirm our choices, our beliefs. And when they don't, baby, when they don't,
we feel like I need to be, am I doing something wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And it also creates this disconnect between us and our intuition, what we know, what we feel.
That's tea.
How we want to move. Because imagine you feel something and you feel strongly about it. And then you start looking for external validation. Now it's creating blocks, fear. You don't want to do what it is that you say you were going to do or that you think you should be doing because you're looking for somebody to be like, yes, go out and do that.
Yes.
So you're not going to get a yes from everybody. I was having this feeling the other day.
It's the stroking of the hair for me.
I was having this feeling the other day. I never post. This is minor, but it's all a part of me flexing my muscle and being seen. So, you know, I'm a real low key, like G like in lasagna. Mm-hmm. It damn near be silent. Y'all, nobody knows what the fuck I be doing. Mm-hmm. And I was at the gym and I was like, oh, I'm going to post it. I was at the gym, right? And I was Brittany.
You were
cringing.
Shaking, huh? You were probably shaking. Girl.
I was shaking because, y'all, this is how deep it goes. I don't even take progress photos for myself. I don't even take progress photos. And I know that, again, I think it has to do with like seeing myself exposed, like vulnerable. Like,
even
I just
to yourself?
I just want to see the finished product. Okay. I just want to see it when it's good. I just want to be like, yep. It's kind of hard for me I need to start accepting the process of multiple things and like the journey.
Right. It's not just a day
destination.
And night.
Yeah. Like, oh, look. But because I don't allow myself that space, a lot of situations, experiences in my life do look like day and night to me because I don't really sit and be like, what do I feel in the in-between? I just look up and like, oh, we got a successful podcast, or oh, look, my relationship is banging. Oh, look, you know, and it's hard for me to, even though I know the in-between exists, I don't sit in it enough.
Right. It's just kind of like, oh, well, duh, it was an in-between.
Yeah.
Versus what were you really feeling in the in-between?
Exactly. And I share with you that I feel like I need to start writing a day-to-day what's happening so that I can remember the moments of like the in-between, because y'all, the way my mind works, I just be like, it was bad and then it was good.
Yeah.
You know, like, nigga, we up now.
Yeah.
We were feeling bad, but now we on top.
Right, but we made it.
We made it. So I was like, oh, I never take no progress photos. I just started looking like, oh, I can see a little this, a little bit that. So then I just posted on social media. I'm like,
What?
I'm like, okay, I just posted to my story that
and
I'm
the
in the
body
gym.
Was oddying. The body was oddying.
I was like,
the body was oddying.
But my thing is, I had to check myself. Like, am I looking for external validation?
I know.
Am I looking for somebody to say your body looks great, or am I just doing this because this is what I feel led to do today?
Right.
This is what I want to do. I'm not looking for somebody to be like, yes.
Yeah, you're just living.
And I had to release it. Once I posted it, I released it. I'm like, so much of myself has spent like hiding, covering, hoping somebody doesn't see me because I don't want to deal with the criticism. I don't want to deal with so many, like so much of the uncomfortability. But now I'm like, I did it because I wanted to do it. And that's how I'm moving.
period.
And what I want to do. I shared it because I wanted to share it. And I'm not going to be like hoarding my life to myself because...
Wondering what other people are thinking.
Right. I don't give a fuck.
Or not thinking.
I do really give a fuck. I'm trying not to give a fuck. But yeah. I'm just going to be completely honest with y'all. Yeah.
We have to. Fuck, that external validation will really...
eat you up.
It will. Because it's like you said, what did you feel?
Exactly.
It really doesn't matter. Everything that we post, share, say, really should come from a like, I just wanted to share this. You know, I just wanted to share this. If you like it too, great. But even if you don't, I like it.
It's okay.
You know?
It's okay.
Like if you get dressed up, you put your shit on and it, you know, like you're feeling good and it's like, okay, I thought this outfit looked cute. You don't have to keep asking somebody, what do you think? Is this good? Is this okay? Should I wear it? It's like, no.
She's feeling good. Yes. So in order to strengthen the relationship that you have with yourself, to build your intuition, to build the trust that you have in yourself, it's time to stop seeking external validation.
Yeah.
Just move. Just move in what it is that you're supposed to do. Move in who it is that you've been called to be.
And everything else will be a bonus.
Everything else is going to be a bonus.
Oh, you liked it too? Cool.
Right.
Thank you.
That's it.
Next solution is to keep your promises to yourself. Mm-hmm. We have to keep our promises to ourselves. Listen, because we can't be expecting other people to show up for us if we are not even showing up first. Listen. And that's just that.
The big hypocrite.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing that helps build up our intuition and our trust, because it's like, I know that I'm showing up for myself. I know what it feels like when somebody doesn't show up, or I know how to navigate. You know, it's all pieces to a puzzle.
And I think that it further enhances our self-worth. You know, if you show up for yourself, if you take care of yourself, when somebody shows up and they're not doing that,
they got to go.
It's no tea. It's like, honestly, you are not a bad person, but you are not right for me.
That's
because I know how I show up for me. I'm expecting you to show up for me like that. And because you're not, we actually going to stop this right now.
That's true.
I'm not accepting what I don't deserve.
That is
true.
And
I know what I deserve because I give it to me every day.
That's true. I think that ties in with the self-doubt, because when you're not showing up, we kind of doubt ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that can cause us to doubt, is this someone that should be here or not?
Yeah.
Because our whole internal system be fried, died, and laid to the side.
Listen.
And people know when they come up in your space, they know what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
They know what they can and cannot do. It got to be like a repellent. As soon as they try, it's like, hold on, you in the wrong space.
You're doing the wrong
shit. We don't do that type of shit over here.
Period.
You got to go.
And that's just that on that. So y'all, last tip to help you deepen and further cultivate the relationship, a healthy relationship with yourself.
Healthy is a key word, operative word.
Yes. You're going to start dating yourself.
Oh.
So be intentional about calendaring. I cannot talk. Dates and alone time, that solitude. So plan outings, all those things that you want to do that you expect your partner or your homegirl to do with you, do them for yourself. If you want to go to a museum, go. If you want to take a certain class or try something out, do it. If you want to go to a restaurant, a new coffee shop, if you want to go sit at the park and read, go do it. If you are wanting to go to the beach, don't let anything stop you. You actually should be planning these things. Like, girl, we're going to the movies today. We are going to the park.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And this one I really love. Flirt with yourself.
Oh, how are we flirting with
ourselves? Flirt with yourself. So like all good relationships with another person, a partner, even a whatever, you know, come with chemistry and flirting. Flirting with the universe, flirting with, you know, like this is what I want. You know, speaking, really flirting is just talking really cute and nicely to yourself or to somebody. So get comfortable with being playful and having that energy in your own relationship with yourself. If you walk past a mirror or you know you dressed up, you put your shit on, you looking good today, tell yourself, girl, you slayed that beat.
You look good.
You look fine as hell today, girl. There's no way that anybody out there would think otherwise. You look like a bad bitch.
Okay.
And yes. I think we say that to ourselves like, I'm that girl. But I think we say it
in a different way.
In theory.
Yeah.
In theory, like, I'm that girl. But, like, what does it look like for you to really know? Like, girl, you are that girl.
Like how Beyonce looked on that stage.
That's what it got
to
look
that's
like.
That's what it has to be.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the full embodiment. Because the way that woman, I could go on.
Listen.
I could go on and on.
Yeah. But
I can go on and on.
Embody that for yourself. because she's doing it on a main stage, on a platform like that, where we're all just like enamored with her beauty and her awe and like her fucking sheer power. Like, what? She's just harnessing it. But really, that's all she's done. She's harnessed and embodied her, that girl. And we're just all bearing witness to it. Mm-hmm. But what does it look like for us individually to harness our that girl and embody it? Listen. Because the same way we're looking up at Beyonce and we're going, oh my God, she's that girl. When you're walking out in the street.
It needs to give that.
It needs to give that for other people looking at you.
I know. I feel like sometimes when I'm walking in the street, like walking down the street or out in public, like I kind of hide myself. See? Like I shrink.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't give I'm that girl.
That's what I'm saying.
It gives I'm a girl here.
I'm present. I'm a girl.
I'm a girl here. I need to take up space. I need to take up more space. And I'm not saying in a like, you know, I'm the loudest one. Look at me, look at me. I mean, if that's what happens and people happen, you know.
Yeah, to stare.
Then go ahead. But like, no, bitch.
And I think that comes with, like, honestly, flirting, being playful, taking that initiative and asserting that takes a little confidence.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of confidence.
It takes a lot of confidence. It takes That's a part of having a healthy relationship with yourself is confidence.
Confidence. You got to put yourself out there. You got to put yourself first and being like, So, yeah, it's time to start embodying and showing up and being like, baby, I said I was that girl, but let me show y'all why I'm that girl. That's what it is when you're in the streets. That girl, I'm that girl's theory. Practice is, let me show you why. Let me really show y'all what the fuck is going on. And it ain't always going to be in words. It's going to be in action.
It's going to be an aura.
You're going to see me walking in like a dog. Like I talk. What's Santana say? Yeah. Listen, it's time, y'all.
It's time. It's time to really show up for ourselves and be good friends to ourselves and be nice to ourselves, kind to ourselves, nurturing to ourselves. I was thinking about when you were talking about the nurturing, I'm like, people talking about they want me to nurture them. I got to nurture myself. Exactly. I got to put me first, Lucius. I got to put
exactly.
Me
and that's the
first.
Thing. And we will be dogging ourselves, dragging ourselves, trying to nurture somebody
Girl,
else.
Girl, trying to pull it up. Let me nurture this man. Let me make sure they feel
pull
cared
it up out
for,
of the depths of your soul.
Thought about whole time. I'm over here in the corner
saying
I want to be nurtured too.
That's what the interview was saying. Girl, I'm calling out for help.
Listen.
I'm crying. So hopefully those solutions y'all find valuable. You can implement them. Or hopefully you wrote them down or just rewind and shit
do
and listen
something.
To it. Listen, we gave it to you.
Yeah, now you have the
what
tools.
What is the food for thought you do the dishes?
I never heard that shit, one. Hey.
That's one.
Okay, y'all. So we have reached the final segment of the show. It is now time to pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem. Okay, so this part of the show is where we share the things that we're loving, that have inspired us, and we want to share them with you. Want to give you a reminder that we have a homegirl hotline where you can share the things that you're loving as well. You can also send in your questions. The girlies are asking us for advice, and we're answering them.
Yeah.
So that number is down in the show notes. Give us a ring. But we have a gem for y'all this week. So on our biohack, one of our episodes of our biohacking series, we talked about the Oura Ring. The Oura Ring is a health tracker.
Smart device.
So it tracks several things. Your fitness, your sleep, your heart rate, and your cycle, which I'm really interested in because I've had this IUD in for a year and I desperately want it out of me. I already have an appointment to get it out of me. But I'm also very serious about birth control.
Listen.
And I want the most natural way possible. And Natural Cycles is an FDA approved form of birth control. And the good thing about the Oura Ring is it connects with Natural Cycles and it tracks your period by using your basal body temperature. And it does that through the Oura Ring. So the gem is...
Right. Now let her really tell you what's
Now that I've told you what the Oura Ring is, the gem is if you are a corporate girly and you have an HSA, health savings account, or an FSA, you can use those funds to get the Oura Ring. Now, this is really good if you are a corporate girly and your company contributes to those accounts. Mm-hmm. My company contributes $1,000 annually. So essentially,
it's free, girl math.
Girl math.
Girl math.
Girl math says it's free for me.
It's actually free. I'm going to get an HSA when my benefits get open one. Up this
get
year.
Get one. And I also contribute to my HSA. Another hack is that is tax-free savings, and you get a tax break when it comes time to do your taxes because you're contributing money into that account, okay? Yeah. So it Listen takes away her. From, she like, knows. What you're earning.
She
so
works in HR.
Girl math. Girl math
is free.
You can get you a free aura ring.
Exactly. That's what it all
comes. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. If you deduct from the part that your employer is putting in, it's actually free.
It's free.
It's free.
Get you an aura ring.
Yes.
Baby, use those HSA and FSA funds.
Did you already order yours?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not
you
yet.
You can go to Best Buy, another gym, they or have a ring sizer.
Yes.
Go to Best Buy and size the rings because I hear they're a little like
they run small.
Size. Yeah. So you might be a different size than you think, but just go to Best Buy, check it out, and then order it. And you can return it.
You can.
That's another hack shit.
Yes. If it ain't working. Listen, that's what the gyms are. We gave you a few gyms.
Yeah.
We gave you a few gems this week, so go forth, be great. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and more importantly, this series.
I really enjoyed this conversation today.
I did too.
I did.
I'm ready to be better.
And that's it. That's
ready
it.
To,
that's
it. I'm ready to do better, be better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So make sure you come back next week.
Yeah, come back next week, next month.
Next month. Libra season is upon
us. It's here.
It's here, baby.
It's here.
Libras. We'll see y'all next month.
Love you. Bye.